Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. And it is good to be here today. Yesterday was not I didn't have a good experience yesterday on the show, because like many times before, things just don't go well. Whereas what I say was not permitted to be heard, right? It has happened many, many times. Listen, let me tell you this. We as civilized people, we are here. And now it is appearing to me more than ever, importance of law and order, and why it is significant for us to learn the condition under which we live on earth. Do you see how many people dead and gone? Long before their time. All kind of things are happening to people. And why? Chaos. Know the word chaos? Chaos. And when it comes to government, you hear words like anarchy. Anarchy. Let's see. I want to read to you what anarchy is. Yeah. What is the meaning of anarchy? Yeah, a state of disorder due to absence of non-recognition of authority. Now, this is very good explanation from the dictionary that tells you what the state of anarchy is. To make the best, to get the best knowledge of anarchy is to have the knowledge, the beginning of humanity. And in The World is a Textbook, it tells you where that began, right? And I want to read it to you. The very beginning of where humanity originates. Remember, there was nobody here on the planet until somebody came. Who was that? Humankind. Ape-like hominin. Okay? And what it says here in the World History Textbook, the early stage of development of humanity began with hominids. H-O-M-I-N-I-D-S. Do not forget it. Because remember where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the word, working off the word, anarchy. A-N-A-R-C-H-Y. And in the World History Textbook, it is telling you about the beginning. How long ago was that? It tells. Listen. I am not making up what I'm saying. And if we are to know exactly what is happening in the human world today, it is imperative that we understand. And I'm taking you from the very origin where human life began, and that there was no law or order where it began, on ape-like humans walking upright. You need to learn that. If you don't learn that, you will believe or you will think that it is okay You will think that it is okay. Whatever is going on in the world, as your closest knowledge of government and people called the masses, if you do not have a sense of human beginning, you won't know where you are today. You will only know about people and the world, but what is the definition you have of the picture to say what the full development of human is from start to finish? What do you know about that? Clearly, a person with a gun has a lot of power, right? Contextual power, though. Because if anything should struck the one with a gun who is about to shoot someone, then the shooter will no longer have power to shoot and kill nobody. All right. So is the big, broad notion of law and order in the world where humanity is. And remember that there was no law and order when the first hominids evolved on Earth and there was no other human being. Just think about that. Okay? Because it is easy to get carried away with the present time that we are living in. That doesn't, certain ways, it doesn't look like where the hominids began life, when there was nobody else. So being as we grow up, seeing people around and know the world full of people, if you don't pay attention to the history that tells us what the world was like, I mean, long, long before we ever came about, we won't know reality of humanity. We won't. And whether or not it is peaceful or war, you don't know the difference or why or anything like that. So the most thing you're going to do is just accept, you know, anarchy. You talk about, it's not anarchy of lower animals. You talk about anarchy of people with brain, and the brain provide thinking. And if you are uncivilized, let's say hominid, you have a brain that makes you hominid. And what does it say? You don't have speech. You cannot talk. You cannot read, you cannot write. That's what hominid is all about. Read about it in your world history textbook and see what hominid is. And human life began hominids. Don't talk, can only make stone tools. No civilized life is generated in the mute hominids. The human development went on, the human development continued beginning with hominid to wise sapiens. And some places you read about sapien, it doesn't say wise sapien. It will say homo sapien. There is a reason why. You will see that prefix homo on a species that is not homosexual. When you see homo erectus, that is correct. Because the people who are hominids and develop a subgroup homo erectus, they from millions of years ago are homosexual. But my friends, you see, just as how we grow up with the Bible and believe the Bible, and what we know about God and peace and love, it comes from the Bible. we never get to see the things in the Bible that we should really see. We only know about don't judge anybody of anything and turn the other cheek, you know, and Ten Commandments, all those kind of stuff. But we don't know that the Adam and Eve that we are reading in the Bible is the worst piece of information people believe, is the worst piece. And then when you see human beings, you're looking at a dangerous creature in this time that we are living and in the institution that use the Bible for worship. My friends, it's not a good time we are in, because the hominid has destroyed the wise sapien by using like COVID virus and all kind of stuff to harm the sapien species. That's what happened. So you're looking at people now and you think about, you know, how good looking human being is. And the only thing we have to the greatest delight in is sex. You see what I mean? And it's all an illusion we are looking at. When you look at somebody and think that they're beautiful, you'd like to have sex with them and all that kind of thing. We don't really know exactly what we are seeing. Because if you know exactly what you're seeing, is a person who's got full of shit, is a person whose brain full of a lot of hatred, disrespect for others, and everything like that. But you want to have sex with that person. All right. The reason why I'm telling you this is because the world that we are living in is a Bible world that teaches us about a different, let me put it this way. The world that the Bible of Genesis creation represents is uncivil imagination of a world. Fiction comes into your imagination for reality. Easy to have your mind interpret things the way it's supposed to. I know that I've a fact. You know, what you lust after, like lust after a woman or lust after a man. Woman lust after a man. I don't business with sodomite lust. I'm not talking about uncivilized sodomite lust. Not talk about that. Though some similarity exists, because even goat, the female and the male, they have sex, right? Yeah. Dogs have sex with each other. Dogs have been promoted by the Europeans, who are apes. They promote dogs to have sex with them, with humankind. Sodomite people have sex with dogs. And that's who is running the world today and behave like it's not them. You see what I mean? When I read about civilization in the Mesopotamian history, and it talks about how wisdom was lowered from heaven, and it tells of this story, the Sumerian king list. This don't refer to uncivilize white people. Because white people have nothing to do with civility. They're talking civilized, but their ancestors didn't know nothing about talking. So they come from their ancestors. And they are talking today after 3.5 million years, their ancestors never talk. But something happened. And by and large, hardly anybody know what happened. Because whatever happened, they get a jump ahead by learning to read. First talking, then learn to read, then learn all kind of important things. Until they decide that they're going to take over the world and smart enough to, like, do things that we civilized people are no longer thinking civilized because our brain is damaged on the way we perceive things, the way we make distinction between things is not like the way we were. Let's say 100,000 years ago when we are leaving Africa and go to the east, west, north, or south to go settle. Those times, we never got any problem yet, but it was hatching at that time. Go to the 100,000 years before some of us leave Africa. You don't read anything that anything was wrong with us. We found out that something is wrong with us. I mean, when I'm reading history now, I am finding out when something was proven to be wrong with us is after we have been in the Western world or whichever part of the earth that we settled down. All this long time, here come these white people who are coming from hominin, ape-like human. That's where they are coming from, right? And because they have little human sense and they are big in stature, they go out and, you know, and collide with our people who are on their journey going somewhere and take them off into the bushes and go fuck them and get talking babies. That's how white people come to talk. They don't care. They don't know anything about government. They don't know anything about, wearing clothes. They don't know anything about civilized things. That's the fact. I am very outraged to see the way our brain is lowered that these sodomites can do anything. They learn to do all kind of stuff that amounts to it's fictional, right? Or things that are plastic, you know, unreal. That's what these sodomites do because they are sodomites. They will never be civilized. How many of the civilized people they kill? They go out and fight war. Who they are fighting? Not their own self. They're fighting the African hybrid people. They don't care about hybrid people, hybrid what? They know that they are who they are, and that's evolution. That's where the Darwin's theory come from. The way these people originate by nature. Okay? And today, they are behaving like they are solid human beings. How did it happen? They were the southern apes of Africa. And findings of them don't show them into any kind of civilized life at all. How are they civilized today? Or did they become civilized?
Monkeys never become civilized. Why? They were coming from monkey origin. How they begin to talk? There's a reason for that, because history indicates that. And why these people are have made up AD and Adamani as a government and shit house nothing that even borderline civilization. And they're ruling, and we who are born the civilized people rule as king. And what the Elohim gods are all about, because they created the system of us. They did not create the system of the hominid, as in the record that we are reading about civilization. These white people who are created by evolution, maybe 4 million years ago, it's set forth in 3.5 million, but also stretches that may be or even up to 4 million years ago, that they are, or some form of them existed before 3.5 million years, based on some accounts. But what I'm trying to say to you, it is hard to accept something in history could happen. But the reality is, it has happened. It's the history that say what I'm saying. And it is history that is telling me that hadn't it been that the Elohim came and created hybrid human beings, there would be no form of civilization among, humans. And there was no opportunity for these hominid to do any harm to anybody and become a better upgraded humans than what they were as ape man. So now, once we are knocked off the sanity of our mind, anybody can do anything to us. You see what I mean? Because we are under delusion. We are under impairment of, the cognitive eye that we have inside of our heads to see things for what they are and to govern yourself accordingly, right? You know that when people lose their sanity, you can't do no business with them. Well, so it is with white people. You don't do business with white people, because even though it happens now that they are able to do things well in a certain context, the fact still remains. They have displaced themselves and put themselves into, in other words, criminal then, that goes about and prey on civilized people. I mean, that's what is in history. That's what they do, because they never have anything. Okay? Their brain is not going to behave like civilized people. Why is it that we turn over kingship, wisdom that come from above? Why we turn over our lives to these white people? Why you cannot find much people to understand, even if you tell them, like giving them a bottle to drink, nice thing from. Why are we submitting our lives to white people? That's the question. When did they begin to talk and learn things? So if we are not standing by unable to understand what happened in the past, we will perish. Because guess what? We were not created as diamonds or gold, but we are created a valuable entity. That's the civilized one of us, not the uncivilized white people, eh? Because they are not, you see, where they reach a point where they can talk because they abuse us sexually, and it's the reason why it led to them talking. Okay? And look like us. They're not supposed to look like us. They're supposed to look like monkeys. That's where their origin began. It's in the World History textbook, hominid to sapien, wise sapien. That's what it is in the World History textbook. What else am I to tell you? Why do we allow the human civilized world to turn to something that is rotten? Psychologically stink. Sour. Like sewer. You know? That's what the world is like. Because look at the kind of society that we have. It doesn't walk in line with what civilized history tells us. These white people don't care about civilized history. They wouldn't write a Bible if they know anything about civilization. The only thing I can say right now, you know, dear God, I am glad that my eye opened to see what civilization is. Now, we need a lot of, we need a lot of the help that the gods possess. Because if something of a great magnitude, if it doesn't happen, to remove the present sodomite development on earth, my friends, we will all perish. We will all perish. All right. Saying that to you, let me just set a little foundation and keep on it until I am done. I want to show you a construct and a distinction between civilized thinking, civilized knowledge that describe what civilized life is like, opposed to the negative that advances sodomite, uncivilized thinking and way of life. Okay? We cannot afford to accommodate these, what is called Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya modern humans. Yeah, indeed, they are modern humans. But what kind? The kind that come from no civilization at all. Where they rob and get little civilization from? They decided that the civilized world must represent that world. They don't want no civilized world because they are sodomites, and others, they like to kill and steal everything they have from them. Okay? So, I am going to the very early stage, because white people don't talk about the early stage of mankind because they are the hominids. They rather know, since they find out that nobody don't really care about anything, and nobody is not bringing them into judgment for the position that they claim that they are holding over the African people. Okay? They decide that they're going to just throw caution to the wind. They don't care what they destroy because they are hominid that evolves. And if you don't get to know that, any law that they say they make, that's what the civilized people will have to live by. That's what is happening now from, wait, what, 2,000 years ago? Now, do you expect civilized people to live under these white people? No, you don't. But what is causing us to live like this? It is because of what they did. Now, are we held responsible for it? Of course. We are held responsible. And we are paying for it by them ruling over us, killing us, and we go like nothing happened. Now, I am on the show, and I'm talking about history and what happened. And these faggots would mute the mic that I am talking through. Now, the thing is, they don't like what I'm saying because they realize anytime we talk in support of our civilization, they don't like it. It hurts them because they're trying to make all of us fuck sodomy. The lot fucking sodomy that they wanted to do on Lot's two visitors. These are the same white people that put up the churches, Islam and everything that is, and get us, all of us, into it. Which of us have never been into the church? You see, and all the talking, the Marcus Garvey, what they call him, Martin Luther King, they would never accomplish anything to abolish the white supremacy. If white supremacy civilized, we wouldn't have a problem. If they had any kind of, you know, sense of worth and feel like they are good people. But if they were civilized, they wouldn't make any trouble because civilized people behave like civilized people. But they're not. And they never will. The government that they say they have, they make that government for themselves. Look into the Constitution for yourself, idiots. Look! But I know it's kind of, you know, maybe like, I may be conflicting with I have even said. Because I say that they interbreed with us and give us their monkey blood, and it's the reason why we turn fool. You know, I mean, we gone deep, deep, deep into you know, our brain, the ebbing, the loss of the sense we are supposed to have. Okay? Anytime a sensible person take a few sips of a high-spirited liquor, it changes the way they think. The cognitive knowledge that they have, they lose some of it. Okay? So although you are in good health, but anytime you catch a draft or something or a COVID, you begin to die slowly. And this is what happened with the white people and the African people. African people, hybrid, are dying out every day, dying out until it comes like it's just normative death we are dying. But that's not true. You taking medication, what the doctors give you, if you have certain type of ailments or you have cholesterol problem, you have high blood pressure, you have, you know, type 2 diabetes or some diabetes, right? And you go to the doctor and they are going to give you synthetic drugs, not anything that agrees with the organs in your body. That you even read the Bible and see that it says God what they write in the Bible, even that tells you about how God make the weed. You know, they make, you know, the kind of herbal. Herbal juice for us, he says, for the healing of your body. But these sodomites say they're running a government and they will not prescribe herbal medicine for especially African people because they want to kill us off. You know, after a while, none of us are here. That's what these white people are doing, man. So when I sit here and I'm talking historic stuff, they would mute my mic. But I tell you something. I love the gods that created us. And I am glad that they opened my eye because I wanted to understand. And I think that could be the only reason why, come time, I begin to see things. And that put me on the civilized side of life. There are just few that are seeing what I'm seeing. So I am here by myself talking because things will change. All right. So let me read to you this little portion about civilization. It is renowned that the Sumerians are the first humans to start publicizing civilized knowledge. Right? And it is in a context that civilization started with the gods, and they first settled in South Africa, the tip of Michael Tellinger and his group of scientists can tell you about the research that they do in South Africa and find out everything about why we human beings, the first human being to be civilized in the human context. And so, long ago, there was government. I'm going to read the beginning of our civilization tale and hope that you will understand. That's where they call us colored people. Nobody call us black. Okay, colored sound a little better, but it is not the right identity either. The right identity is that we are from wise sapient species. 250,000 years ago, our species came about, right? When we came about, these white people were up there in Europe. 1.5 million years ago, what were they doing? Making stone tools and light fire. That's all. Okay? They are the Homo erectus, humanoid species. Okay? Now, so let me read a little background about our civilization. When wisdom was lowered from heaven, it did not come to white people. It never came to white people. And you will not see white people for who we know them to be, the hominid and Homo erectus subgroup. They are not a part of the world history textbook. Because wherever they are in the world history textbook, they are under our name. They are under black people name. Okay? You need to understand that. I hope that we soon will get help to move these white people who seem like they are immovable from any of our territory. And of course, they intend that someday all of us will be sodomites. So therefore, they ain't going anywhere out of any of our territory. That's what they are thinking. But I don't know, except for some things that I've written, that there is promise, condemnation coming for them. It's even written in the Bible. The Sumerian king list, recorded rulers, the Sumerian king list, a record of rulers, cities, and events arranged chronologically, divided prehistory and history into two distinct parts. First, the long record of what had happened before the deluge, then what transpired after the deluge. One was the time when the Anunnaki gods and then their sons by the daughters of man, the so-called demigods, ruled upon earth. The other was when human rulers, kings, selected by Enlil, were interposed between gods and the people. In both instances, the institution of an organized society, an order and orderly government. Do you understand that? For you who think these faggots talking about federal government, a de and a domini that don't build upon anything civilized, when you hear them talking about that, you don't know that we have government. We hybrid people who they come in and kicking off our properties. We are supposed to have the power to deter them. But the government that is set up to serve this purpose flee. For whatever these white people do, these sodomites, the government in Africa close down kingship and begin to talk about democracy that these fucking shit house white people make up. They make it up. And it's, they don't make it up on their own. They come and interfere, attack us, and steal everything that they can get from us, and begin to, like, of course, since they have the blessings of African government, to give them the right to go out and rule the world. Here we are, as sheep, you know, without a shepherd. That's where we are, because these people are running government that affects us, and we don't have any superior governing because we don't know what to do. But the history is here for us to know what to do. You see? And as soon as we all know what to do, you'll see what happened to these white people. You're going to see what happened to these white people. They don't have what to conquer to destroy civilization. They don't have that in any kind of way. Right? And as it is said, important religious development also characterize the new urban civilization. That is in the the new emergence of civilization. He says, all of them established religions to do one thing, and that is to teach the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. Gods and goddesses were always crucial to a community's success. That's all there is on planet Earth is the gods. Where we know how these white people come about, but they give us poison. They give us their poisoned blood, but natural for them, but harmful to our taxonomic. Okay? It's harmful to us. That's the reason why we are not able to govern ourselves. It's like we never had anything. And these sodomite fucking ass, uncivilized, ape-like, take charge. They can't overpower the truth that I'm telling you because it's the history. They will wither by the force of the truth that I am talking, because clearly we are supposed to be talking. We are supposed to be thinking, talking, and live the way I'm reading it to you right here. It says, one was the time, right? So we have a division into what happened before the flood, the deluge, and what happened after. So now the second part of the information says, one was the time when the Anunnaki gods and then their sons by the daughters of man, the so-called demigods, ruled upon other was when human rulers, kings selected by Enlil, were interposed between the gods and the people. In both instances, the institution of an organized society, mean before the flood and after the flood, was in both instances the institution of an organized society and orderly government. So society and government in each instance was orderly. But when we don't have but sodomites saying that they are making a new calendar, they are setting up an AD and a Domini government, and they actually contrive a character called Jesus. So it's bad. When we have these sodomite white people who begin to invade us, since they are able to talk and learn things, they begin to invade us. Way down after, you know, it all happened back in the 100,000 years ago, now they're coming along with developing themselves as sodomites that can talk. Okay? We don't know that. But that's what is written in the history. And somebody's going to say, but, you know, where the book come from? Where the history book come from? I never see such a thing that people that you look on as they are civilized, when you talk to them about the history book, they don't know the use of a world history textbook that has every information about our origin in there. We don't have anything else, and there is nobody to tell us beside the history book. And people now are asking you about the validity of the history textbook. Them have I think all of them have a birth certificate, though. And that birth certificate tells you about your origin. They don't question that. You know, because if they want a passport, they have to present that to go get a passport. Right? They don't see, you know, because of the Bible, civilized people are so damaged mentally that they don't know the value of a worldly textbook. I wasn't all that bad. You know, at least I did know that world history is a good thing, but until I began to read it, was I impacted because of the same problem. Growing up under slavery and what the sodomite influence. You know, that do it to me too. But now I learned to cleanse myself by reading and getting to know as much as I can civilized beginning and who we are today. All right, so I am telling you now that we have, when these fathers come begin to like invade us and terrorize us and go on with all kind of antics, they were wrong. Totally wrong. First of all, they're not supposed to be talking. They abuse us. Whatever put them where they are is because they attack us long time ago, attack our ancestors, and now find themselves with babies that teach them to talk. You see? And then they begin to throng around us everywhere we are. You see? But before they begin to invade us, they were doing other things to us from a distance. You see? They live on their stippy, but they come around us anywhere we build a city. They come around and begin to, like, you know, learn how better to talk better and stuff like that, and seek opportunities, work or something like that. That's what they did. And they knew that they had to come to us and to learn. I read that in some document at some time. Yes. They know they are to come to us. And that's what they do. They are not coming to us like they used to, because now they have been taught so much now. They're wearing clothes. They're doing everything like a civilized person. And the fact that they don't look like monkeys is because they interbreed with our species, Neanderthals, right? So all they wanted from us now was to talk. To get a generation of them that talk, and that's what they did. Now we don't have any brain now to deal with none of this. I am telling you that we had government, and talking about had government, I mean that there has been government from the start. These white people only come and copycat and begin to, like, wrongly emulate. We must, and we have been, let's say, since in the 3000 BC, we have been governing ourselves by kings. Right? Because the God's government is kingship, and that is the government in the heavens above, Nibiru. And emulate heaven, because we become, as it were, joint heirs with the gods, because it's their blood they use to create us from sapien species. Okay? So we don't join species with white people. Them are homosexual. They're still fucking us and everything else that is sick and vile. That's what they are into. And to find out that we don't know anything now, we turn fools. Okay? Government we have. So when the Indians, they were here, like the Pequot guys, and these sodomites come here, they didn't know what to tell them. They didn't know how to act. They begin to let these sodomites behave like they are government within themselves. And that's what they're doing. That's what the Constitution is right now. Be a government that they fuck out. Okay? They don't have anything else. Because there has never been two civilizations on earth. So now, you imagine, this information is sitting here for us to know. But we're too sick. We believe in the Bible. You see? And they constantly feed our brain. And the poison, first is the blood. They set the foundation. And then they come with the Bible and everything else. And they are going to make our world a new world of sodomy. See, nobody don't want to hear what I'm saying. But that's the truth. And some who may see the truth in what I'm saying, but they're afraid of these sodomite white people and what they will do. Well, why? I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of them. I'm no less bolder than a bull, you know, that willing to buck you. You see, because you can't take these words out of my mouth and you can't stop me from saying them. They can turn off the mic as much as they want, you know, because I think what is going to happen as a fate, you know what I mean? And nobody cannot stop the fate. But they have no pride. They don't have no civilized pride. They come to kick us over and do whatever they want. And, you know, whoever want to turn over their ass for them to fuck it, they fuck it too. Because that's what these white people are all about. Do you know how many of my people will not appreciate hearing me talk like this? No. They rather leave it down. They rather leave it down. I don't have anything inside of me to leave nothing down with these sodomite hips. You see? And I'm not calling them out of terms because that's what it is. They come from apes. And they fuck the Neanderthal sapiens until they lose their monkey face and look like humans. So now, once they turn on with the blood of the gods, that make you talk. Oh, that's optimum civilized human being, you know, see. Yeah. They begin to get babies that talk. And that's how they become, you know, a big nation of sodomite fucking ass people. Okay? And none of us is able to block it. And so it is, my friends. We have government. Never cease to have government. These fucking ass need to be cursed and wither up. That's from me. They are cursed and they are living out their curse. You watch. Because they claim they own everything. You know, see? These sodomites, they claim they own everything. Well, when the time comes for them to know that things are not working out for them, and all that they're behaving like, oh, the tornadoes, and when things are going wrong, them just going like it's not anything and keep on going ahead. But as long as I know the truth in my heart and I follow it, I'm okay. And it's kingship. Orderly government. Kingship. It never disappeared. Was stated to have been lowered from heaven. The emulation on earth. You hear that? Not of sodomy. But we hybrid emulate kingship on earth with a calendar, a solar calendar. These fucking ass don't know where they come from, but they're coming though to say what we have is theirs. We must emulate not sodomite Christianity. We polytheism people. We are a people of religion, a religious way of life. Okay? We must curse these sodomites. Like Lot treated them and the gods cast blindness on them. What are we doing here with them? You mean we don't read, we don't find out nothing? Emulating on earth the societal and governmental organization on Nibiru. That's what I'm doing. I'm proud to do that. And I tell you, I will echo the representation of when wisdom was lowered from earth, and we are the beneficiaries, not these fucking ass white people am. Okay? With the church and everything that they set up, and you think this is a real world, really? No, it's not. How many times they kill us, and you think that there is a God for real in the Bible that treated Adam and Eve the way he did when they claimed to be, they violated God? Did God brought them in for consultation? No. Listen. It goes on to say, when kingship was lowered from heaven, begins the Sumerian king list. Kingship was in Eridu. In Eridu, Alulim became king. You know, this was before the flood, right? Alulim became king 28,800 years. You see what I mean? In a place called Eridu. After listing the other antediluvial rulers and cities, text states that then the flood swept over the earth. And it continues after the flood had swept over earth. When kingship was lowered again from heaven, kingship was in Kish. Now, isn't this clear and plain? From then on, the list takes us into historical times. And it goes on to tell you what began to happen since historical times, meaning after the flood. And my friends, listen to me. I'm very angry, very, very angry to see something like this happen. And I did not know until I start to read and understanding what I'm reading. Now, I want to tell you now that what I've just read is not pertaining to hominid species, and it's only two species on earth for mankind. It is the eminin who first evolved. Okay? And it's like it took like about almost 3 or more million years after they evolved before hominid species came about. So now understand about these two species now. Think about the two species. Earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago, called Australopithecines or southern apes by their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They flourished in eastern and southern Africa. Listen carefully. They were the first hominids, human and other creatures that walk upright to make simple stone tools. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull, and they believe it is from yet another form of hominid. They have called it Kenyatropus pletiopes. The flat faced man of Kenya. Do you get a sense that I'm reading about white people? Yes, that's who this concerns, not civilized people. And think about 3 to 5 million years old. A second stage of early human development occurred within their own hominid species, right? A second stage of early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright human being. A species emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. See, that's all they were able to do. If you're asking about civility, they don't have any letter, they don't have any sound or words, nothing at all, okay? So they're mute when it comes to being speaking words. They're mute. These hominids were the first to leave Africa. It says these. It didn't leave out any. Whatever amount of them there were exist, they left Africa and moved into both Europe and Asia. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. Around 250,000 years ago, you see when the new species coming in? Way long after they were around for like 3.5 million years. Now, here came a change in the human development because around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the human began with the emergence of a new species, wise sapien, wise human being. Two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and wise sapien, wise sapien, both developed from the species wise sapien. my friend. It goes on to tell you more. However, I wanted you to understand what and who the white people are and their origin and their place in life today. You don't hear anybody is reading from this book and say who they are and what they're supposed to be. While they turn us idiots by coming to rape us and give us their monkey blood, and it brings down the level of our intelligence. And it's the reason why now you see us in church and all kind of foolishness. All right. There is something else I want to tell you about. Before I tell you about that, I'm going to tell you about this. I'm going to read from, you know, this is a presentation that I brought, a featured part of the a featured part of the edition, right? Elohim Kingship World Government declares Rothschild. You know, ever hear about Rothschild? Sodomites. Fucking ass people them from Europe. Okay? He is one of the main criminals that scoop up the African wealth. Right? Mm-hmm. Rothschild AD Jews' wealth invalid. Because in history, white people don't exist as anybody can do civilized things at all, because they are never civilized. So all of what defeat that they have done and glorify themselves like they're this and they're that and they are emperor and they are this and that, you can't tell me that. It's a lie. They have to go to Europe with that nonsense. Okay? And until they leave all of our territory, well, it must going to be until that time, the world is going to realize that these people were a shit house, nasty species from the beginning. They never evolved to be a civilized person naturally, and nature have to give it to you naturally. You don't go out and breach your own nature because you want something from other people. And this is exactly what is happening. If you feel like you must bow down to these fucking white, people that are never civilized, that's too bad. Your brain is gone. Your brain is gone. But the world must wake up to what civilization is. You see, because whatever their name, they never had name until they violated our species. And you're not offended by that. And all of the people that are, you know, they got AD Anna Domini University education. And it is alarming when you compare the civilized way of life to the sodomite white people them way of life and the education that they say that they are giving to people. You're shocking, amazed to know the kind of things you will never know that they're not going to tell you if they know. Okay? All right. Let's go on here. Uncivilized hominid. Homo erectus, sodomy, Christian era, right? Uncivilized hominid, erectus, sodomy, Christian era, created, cleaved bubble system. That's what they did. That's what they are into, and that's what they're using to say they are ruling us. Wait until the day comes out, and the gods will make all things new. for us, they are going to see that they have no record to give them a standing of civilization. And then the uncivilized will go to their own abyss because they were never civilized at all. And they kill so many of the civilized people. You see what I mean? And think like, oh, we are nobody. Oh, really? No, they are nobody. Okay? It goes on to say this. It was created in AD 525 by a Sitchian monk, Dionysius Igisos, primarily as a means of numbering Easter. Now, when you hear this, when you hear about Easter, only when you believe in Christmas and all that Jesus foolishness, you will take this like it is a positive thing. But what I am reading here is the nastiest and decaying things, uncivilized things that ever come on earth. I have just read to you about AD 525 by a Sitchian monk. Dionysius Exiguus, right? That this AD Anadamani stuff is primarily as a means of numbering Easter. Now, we don't have anything to do with Easter because Easter is a curse to African people. If you're celebrating Christmas and Easter, your brain is dead, just about. You see? Or corrosive. You see? Why you think Easter is something positive? Why you think Christmas is something of value? Now, Yeshua, Jesus, they call the man of Palestine, was a Galilean. The man Yeshua, ain't no Jesus that they're talking about, and they are sitting on our character that is Yeshua, and now deface it with their father, Jesus Christ, with 12 disciples. That's what they do. If you don't realize that, my friend, well, you will never recover from your damaged cerebellum. And that is sad. Now you have energy to take yourself out of this old bunch of nasty, uncivilized white people church. Do it as long as you have an opportunity. Okay? Otherwise, you will die and perish because ain't nobody want your spirit because you fail to keep yourself out of the hands of impurity, right? That's what's going to happen. So what I'm trying to tell you that these white people are every day cocking up themselves in your face and talk and behave like Jesus is some sugar candy. Jesus is not a character that exists anytime because they realize they are short of having credible things, so they invent stuff, and they invent it off of us. And so, I'm telling you what it is. The man, the African man, Yeshua, they call him, is a Galilean Jew. And I'm not accepting about Jew. Jew is a word that these Sodomite people created in the Bible, and they are using it until today, like Jew represent black people. We don't have any use at all ever for being Jews. You know, because Jews is they make up Jews after Abraham, and Abraham has nothing to do with sodomite fucking people. Abraham is a polytheistic, I mean, character in history. But they go and take on, you know, take him on and begin to use Abraham like, you know, with their spirit God that they invented. Not the gods, not the Elohim. So you've got to know what you're reading. If you're my, if you want to put value to your soul, you need to know what you're believing and what you're following. So Galilean, all right, the place over there, they say it's Galilee, right? I don't resist that there's a place over there named Galilee. But not we as Jews. White, these white people call themselves Jews now. So that is letting you know we were never any Jews. You see, because if we were ever Jews, other than what, over the past 2,000 years, they lead black people to think that we were Jews, then that's a problem there. You're not going to get out of that because you don't know that Abraham had have nothing to do with being no Jews. They make it up. And until today, now, you know, it's a new world. Okay? So not unless you read and know, you're not going to have the value. You kill your own value. All right. So he was a Galilean. Yeshua was a Galilean who was born between, you hear this now? Between, who is telling us about when this man was born? Are these faggot white people that tell us that, you know? And they give several different time when they said, Yeshua was born. And of course, largely in Christianity, we think that they said Jesus was born, what, we celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December. So how can Jesus born, the man that they are calling Jesus, they are saying he was born either the seventh year or seventh to the second year BC. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But they don't care, and we in turn don't care either because our brain is gone, and we don't notice anything. We should be able to notice this. Right? When they are talking, because they're making up the story. So the only thing so far in this line that I think I would accept is that Yeshua was Galilean. But to talk about Jews, we being Jews, no, reject. Who was born between 7 and 2 BC? Lie. Lie. Because other time them say, from 4 BC. Yeah, there's a different time that they give. I mean, it's not written down in stone. So they keep on changing their concept about the whole thing in many, many places. So now they are saying from the time he's born to when he died, when the so-called crucify him, is from 30 to 36 AD. They never can tell you the right time. You see? So you cross over now, so it was just about at most 6 or 7 years, they tell you, before they make AD calendar, where they begin to talk about AD Anno Domini. All right, Jesus lived only in Galilee and Judea. So they're talking about, you know, now these sodomites, they don't have any right to be writing any account about us. Who dare them to do it? But I tell you, from the instance 100,000 years ago that they come and fuck our people and get that baby from them, they infect our blood. They infect our blood. You see, and until today, they are interbreeding with the African people until today. They are married. Look, go out there and see how many black people are picking for white man, and white man, you know, black woman and black man are picking with white woman. Yes, they're killing our species, just like they kill off the Neanderthals. That's our species. You see what I mean? You got to get to understand what's going on here, because if you know the real truth, you will have guts to resent and to deny what they are telling you. You won't accept it. You will look for your right life. But if you don't know the truth, you will keep on believing, because that's all you know. All right. Now, it goes on. And they're going to say, Jesus lived in Galilee and Judea. Most scholars, when they're talking about scholars, they're talking about their sodomite modern time scholars. Please. But if you're into Christmas and everything else, it doesn't matter to you. It's all right for you. We are not under these faggot AD Anno Domini calendar, man. Okay? So they talk about scholars reject that there is any evidence that an adult Jesus traveled or studied outside Galilee and Judea. Look, that's null and void. Whether we talk about scholar reject and blah, blah, blah. It's not anything for African people to look on like it is a civilized information. Dump it into the psychological sewer pit. None of what they are saying here, you have to scrutinize what reality is from that. All right. Walter Smith, fascinated by ancient history and genetics. Ancient sources claim that Jesus's father was a married Roman. So a married Roman soldier. Ancient sources, meaning coming from back in time, back there 2,000 years ago, says that Jesus, who they call Jesus, or the Yeshua African man, father, a married Roman soldier, who made Mary pregnant. And that don't have to be no white man, because they put black people into their army as well, right? But this don't really mean anything, you know? This part of their story don't mean anything. It's not something that is important, because it cannot be true. And it cannot be adapted into civilized history. We can't use no part of this in civility. Okay? Because no Jesus never exists. So to talk about a Jesus was born by some Mary is a lie. You see? There was no Jesus at all that come into the world. You see, but these faggots, they are making up a world of their own. And our head is gone crazy, monkey blood. So we cannot distinguish. It's very low. Where we are thinking is very low. To believe foolishness as we read them in the Bible, we are gone very low. We are just able to, we can read and, you know, perform a lot of, you know, scientific work and stuff like that. But as far as handling spiritual dynamics, we fall off frequency with that. So it goes on. It wasn't acceptable for a pregnant woman to be single, so Joseph was asked to marry her. There are There are other versions which state that Mary was married to Joseph and cheated on him with a Roman soldier. The name Pentira is Greek in origin, so that would mean the father of Jesus was a European in origin. Doesn't make, like I said, you know, it's not a story for us. It goes on to say, It's a wealthy Ashkenazi Jewish family, originally from Frankfurt, that rose to prominence. Mayor Amashiel Rothschild, 1744 to 1812, a court factor to German lawgiver of Essy Kessel in the free city of Frankfurt, Holy Roman Empire, who established his banking business in the 1760s. Hominid ape-like man, Erectus species, did not naturally evolve with speech ability. Their talking came by means of criminal conduct when they forced sexual humility upon this species, wise sapiens. All the wickedness they have done to the civilized world is computed and now placed on the tablet of the Anunnaki judgment, scheduled for their sedition, destruction. And my friend, that's what I have to say on this segment. I'm going to go and try to read you something now from the history book about these white people. I want to go through their, you know, the background of Roman religion. That was when these white people were learning from our civilized institution. After they could talk and moving around our people, they begin to attend our institution and learn to act in the ministry, like to ordain priests and stuff like that. They ordain priests for themselves and begin to carry out a function on their own, like they are polytheism. That's the way they started out. So I'm going to read some of that to you from the Roman religion, and to the point where it tells you all what they believe and what their observation was of how they were functioning as priests and doing what you call ceremonies, you know, as polytheism, folks. You imagine that? That time no church, no coming, because I'm going to take you the road that the history walked into Christianity. Then it goes to Jewish background, then next to Christianity. They make up all these things, you know. So you have to read good to understand what these sodomite white people have been doing all these years. And what we don't know until they have enough money to make up churches and money, African money, to do anything they want. I'm going to be coming right back. Let's play a little tune here. Let's take Nat King Cole, Autumn Leaves. I'll be right back.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
You know, I tell you, that's Nat King Cole. It's a soothing tune for me. I hope you enjoy it. Listen, I know for sure a lot of my people don't come close to understanding the kind of things that have happened in the world long gone before us. We don't understand at all. I didn't understand so many years of a century I spent and didn't understand, and nobody has ever come and tried to tell me. So how lost are we? Do you know how lost we are? The thing is, we don't worth anything like the church is telling us, that, you know, we need to be saved from sin and all that. None of that is in our history. History that is certified history. This book I am reading is a certified book, but since it comes under the control of these faggots, and our people have moved out of the way, that is just unbelievable. These things could happen. But you see, I see other things in this. We civilized people don't weigh more than the other in a spiritual scale. So if we don't measure up, we don't measure up. And there is, we don't have the Elohim gods to cry and weep over us, because they're not saving anything. If you cannot devote yourself to the knowledge of your creators, it's not a spirit God out there who's, you know, writing you up in his book and will call you to judgment. We don't have such a thing in our history. So not unless you know, acquaint yourself to the knowledge about our history, you will never be free. You into Christianity and believe in the Holy Spirit and stuff like that, and you will never have another spirit. White people may want another spirit, but not us, because we are created by the blood of the gods themselves and called children of the Most High. If we cannot digest that history, we don't have anything else, because the Bible is only going to contaminate your mind, and you will dead a fool, really, uncivilized. But you have the blood of the gods. When you see they write a Bible and talk about Jesus' blood, they are actually taking that from the fact that we have a blood that makes us superhumans, hybrid humans. That's what these white people are really crazy about. They're glad when we don't know. They plant it so that we don't know. And anytime you begin to talk contrary to where them, I said, them coming after you. I mean, you got to know that long time ago. They come after your own people if they find out that you kind of supporting the African people. They come after them too. They kill 4 of their own president if they're not going the right way with what they want. The Rothschild, them, the whole bunch of corrupt fucking ass. I mean, stinking. I mean, coming the hate like. And you may take it insulting when I tell you that they are apes. They come from apes. You can't be more than your ancestor, right? And they come, directly from apes, okay? Ape humans, that's the way they were. You can look and Google who the first humans were. Search that, and you will see what it tells you. And you're looking at the white people, So what make them who they are here today is mass violation that they committed against our species. They don't belong among us. You can't be a seed for these white people. You know, see, because you think that a sweet sex you want or something like that, a white skin to fuck and stuff like that. But life is beyond fucking. Okay? Life is beyond having sex. Sex is just to bring forth the pleasure that you're getting. You have to know what that pleasure value to you. You don't follow that pleasure, otherwise you don't have a good life. Because that pleasure only lasts for that time. And if you are overvaluing what the pleasure is, you don't live a good life, because the next thing you want to fuck every woman out there that has a vagina. And that's not the way you should be thinking. All right. Let me come on to tell you now about these white people that you don't know in large part, or you may know some. How they come in to the position that they are in right now, it is because first of the interbreeding 100,000 years ago. All right. And it's way down the road now. They are overthrowing a king in Italy, in Rome, and take on the name Roman. And at that time, they were quite a few hundred years away from inventing Christianity, right? But there is a history that leads us to that. Right now, I'm taking you to the part where they have covered a lot of grounds, and they are now pretending that they are polytheism, Okay? So they are high up in the studies. So here in the World History Textbook, it says in section 4 of, let me see if I can find what chapter it is. Section 3, I want to tell you section 2, and then section 1, and then this is it's chapter 5, yes. Chapter 5 and section 4 in the World History Textbook, and is 104 edition. I can tell you what edition. Yeah, edition 2. Yes. Section 4. Now, chapter 5. Chapter 5 and section 4, okay? And the edition is section 2. Is edition 2. Right? So you got that. It is the National Geographic edition number 2. It's Glencoe McGraw-Hill, School Publishing Company. And it is 2004 is the time of the publishing, right? And it is edition 2 and publishing in 2004. All right. So now, I want to tell you what is going on, right? Because you won't know, let's say, if you were not inclined to read. I happen to fall into a circumstance that drive me to read. I want to know things. You know, I was just there waiting for anything of knowledge to come my way. So when I started to read the World History Textbook, it instantly went to the head summit of any book that I have ever read, the World History Textbook. Now, all the dancing and ducking that these white people are doing to take over our personality, our characteristics, and everything else from us. When you come into this World History Textbook, you will know. I think you shouldn't have any problem if you're not believing foolishness. Read and know, you know, things that have been going on you never knew before. You see, but if you have to hold on to Jesus and, you know, have a knowledge of Jesus, but nevertheless, you grow up with that. Right now, it's hard for people to let that go. I have good friends of mine that we grew up together, and now I'm talk this history stuff, and they stay away from me. Away from me. And I'm never a bad guy. I'm never somebody that you would dislike. But people are viciously disliking me for talking history. All right. So now, let's go on to this development of Christianity. That's a very dirty part of this World History Textbook. But look, this is when they are feigning. This was not when they come and everybody know that they are faggots, homosexual. No. Right here, you don't see none of that. You see, because they're feigning, and they're feigning good. And it would take maybe another almost 1,000 years from here, where they are here, before the world would know that these are faggots from long ago. All right, background, Roman religion. This is this faggot white people them calling themselves Roman religion into the world is a textbook. Do you accept that is true? It is true. Now, this is chapter 5, continued, Rome and the rise of Christianity. That was when the world was going down in the precipice. And that's where we are now, in the dark bottom of the world right now. That's where we are. Because we don't know the difference between sunlight and nighttime. You know, and what causes things to be. We are down there in the darkness. All right. So now they're calling themselves religious people, and they are Romans. It is when they overthrow the king in Europe, and the overthrow is in this book, right here. When I start to read it, I mark the place, and I say overthrow, and I begin to read it. You know, where the overthrow began. And when they call themselves Romans, and I can see how they try to make you think that they were Romans from long ago. You wouldn't think they are just coming out of learning to read and continuing to learn to read and to learn, you know, like esoterical things, to let them go on their own and do what they want to do. That's what they are or in the position of doing right now. So they are giving you their identity, you know, as Romans. Why are they calling themselves Romans? And they were not. And how many people in the world today believe white people were Romans because of this? Now listen, this these names I'm going to call here is going to be dear people that you rarely see they feature in here, but the fact is they are mixing up Romans with Augustus and stuff like that, because they're not Romans, and who they're going to call Augustus is not an African person. So we don't know when these white people are totally messing up our brain. But I'm not a great reader, but I read more accurate than a lot of people, though I don't read as good as them, because they can read and accomplish a lot of things when I am coming coming behind slowly. But I tell you what, when I get done, I can account. I read, let's say, in this world it's a textbook, and gather a lot of knowledge together that a lot of people will not see when them read it, because most people are reading and read over St. Matthew 2 about wise men follow a star, and like I was reading it from, you know, half a century, and did not see it is a false story. No wise men, no fallen star. Jesus' character cannot be proven nowhere in the Bible. And it is said Jesus himself did not become a king, when the prophet in the Old Testament said he should become a king. Those kind of a controversy as a civilized person, you don't go along with it. You just don't, you can't swallow that. All right. So listen to their argument now. Listen to these white people, how they are talking into the world. It's a textbook that we all should know it's them. And don't mistaken it for somebody else. Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion, which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic. So they are telling you that they were having problems to go on their own, and they have to come back and begin to practice, you know, polytheistic people. You know, they have to go back into the mockery again. All right? So it is telling you now how they are intermingling. They use the Roman name to behave like they are African people. He says, no, the official state religion focuses on the worship of a number of gods and goddesses, including Jupiter, Juno, Minerva, and Mars. These are polytheism, Anunnaki gods, people. In addition, beginning with Augustus, emperors were often officially made gods by Roman Senate, right? Roman Senate, which means these white people mimicking polytheism. You see? So you see them here today. They are wrongly emulating civilized way of life. That's what they're doing. You see? So all we need to do is know and turn them all over. Because once we know and begin to talk and don't participate into their church and stuff like that, they wither up. Yes, yeah, so beginning with Augustus, emperors were often made gods by the Senate, thus blustering support for the emperor. All they wanted was to go on their own and turn the world upside down. All right. Now, it shows you Greek and Roman gods. These guys, I mean, they seem to learn to read and write. Remember, in our institution, they do all kind of stuff so that you and I today will have to come to realize that these things exist. You see? Now, listen to this now, what they're going to say. They're going to identify themselves here, and you is a sidebar note on the right side, you know, to the middle of the book page. He says Romans. So remember now, Romans is not talking about African people. It is they who take on the Roman name when they first staged the coup against the king of Rome. Okay? So here they're going to tell you something about chart skills. The Romans adopt many of the gods of the people they conquered. Now, they're telling you. It's just that you need to know where they get the name Romans for. They are hiding under the cloak that they are Romans because they took the military and took the dress code of the military and pretending that they are Romans. You see what I mean? And today, they will run their hand in the fire that they were always Romans. All right. So they are telling you now that they have adopted gods of the people, mean of the African people. There's no other people. And they tell you about the Greek god, the Roman god, and what the gods, what their title is. It goes on to tell you about the Greek gods, the Roman gods, and the gods specialized in. So you think about this, my friend, that the white people are going to all of this to be what they are today. Okay? And if we all know, we would never be going to church. But church is the only thing we know. You see, because it's a long time, we were born and raised in it, and if you don't have the brain to, when you face this, to see negative and positive and choose the positive, you will be content to die with believing in the foolishness of the church. All right, so they are telling you that they take on, adopted the gods of the people that they conquered. I mean, they don't conquer nobody but us, right? And so let you know now, when they don't go to Jerusalem, down there, and they conquer us and killing us and take away what we have, at the same time, they adopt our gods like their gods. That's how manipulating these Sodomite people are. So it goes on. Eventually, the most important gods on the characteristics of the Greek gods. The most important gods took on the characteristics of the Greek gods. So they perhaps saying here that they took on the chief god and give them name like they are Greek gods. Some perversion that they're talking about here. The Greek gods of victory is the name of the sport shoe. What names in the chart do you recognize, and what do you associate them with? Your examples, what is the connection to the particular god? All right. Now, that is a little sidebar chat they're telling you. All right. So it goes on now to, like, they have a god here. I think this god must be from Phoenician. Minerva. This is the Minerva god. Yeah, Minerva. It's a lady goddess, right? So listen now. Listen to this. To show you how these white people suck the African people's blood from day one, that they interbreed, drag our people into the bushes and interbreed up them. Listen their argument, okay? Because it's going to lead us on progressively to where they eventually establish Christianity. This is the road that they walk to get there. The Romans believed that observation of proper ritual by state priest brought them into a right relationship with the gods. This guaranteed peace and prosperity. Indeed, the Romans believed that their success in creating an empire meant that they had earned the favor of the gods, as the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC. We have overcome all the nations of the world because we have realized the world is directed and governed by the gods. At the same time, the Romans were tolerant of other religions, meaning that polytheism is a religion, right? There was nothing else for them to join. So it is convenient for them to say, of course, that is telling you that they are not polytheism people. So why is they calling themselves Romans? but they are not polytheism people, and they don't know they should not identify themselves like that. You see them fool. And that helped us to really understand and unravel these white people. So they go on to say, so Cicero is saying, we overcome all the nations of the world because we have realized that the world is directed and governed by the gods. At the same time, the Romans were tolerant of other religions. They allowed the worship of native gods and goddesses. You hear that? They allowed. You hear they kind of thought that they have fucking ass, sinking ass. You see what I mean? They're doing a criminal act, and this is the way they do it. They allowed worship of native gods and goddesses. Did they have choice to do anything else? No, it suited the psychology of the time. You see? See, right now, they basically, all of the institution around that says church, they're worshiping these white people God, because Bible and the God in there is not a God at all. They're lying about the creation of mankind in the Bible. So how could that be a God in the Bible? It doesn't make any sense. So it goes on to say, they even adopt some of the local gods. You see, these Sodomites, they know they can't go too deep into it because they're Sodomites, right? So they might do their best to get on their own. They're taking everything from us. Where did they learn anything else? From themselves? No. I tell you now, at this time, if they are doing this, how can they say they were civilized at all, at any time, except now? You see, they go up to Europe from Africa. And this is what they engage in, and nobody is not coming in contact to find and make the connection. Where are they after they went up there from Africa? Nobody not paying no attention to how these tried our species. Nobody not even asking, since they could not make anything civilized. How do they come to be doing the kind of stuff they're doing here? And they're doing it all in post-time of destroying us sexually. Poison our brain with their sodomite primate blood, you see? So it goes on to say, promise, listen to this, they promise, it says, after Romans conquered the state of Hellenistic East, religions from those regions flood the Western human world. So by now, they leave Europe and begin to take over our Western settlements. This is what they began to do, man. The desire for a more, okay, let's see. Yes, flooded the Roman world. The desire for a more emotional, spiritual experience drew many people to their religions. There was no church back then, okay? Like I tell you, they are marching on now to Christianity, and this is the way they travel. All right. They say, they promise their followers an entry into a higher world of reality and promise of a future life prior, no, a future life superior to the present one. It was believed in these ceremonies a person could communicate with spirits beginning and open. He says a person could communicate with spiritual beings and open the door to life after death. That's what they led people to think. All right. Now, this is how they make up Jewishness. The headnote is the Jewish background. You know, just like how they write about Roman background, they're writing a background of a Jewishness. Now, who is writing all of this? This fucking idiot. These fucking, white people them, you know, fucking ass. They're writing all of these about us, and you don't hear Africa, nobody say nothing. If you must gain sobriety for yourself, you have to leave out the church. And if you don't decide to... What you think you're going to get when you leave the church is knowledge of who you are. It's not a big plate of food or a big bag of money you're getting. You will prosper more, better, when you are under the truth than when you are under them and what you're getting. Even if you're getting, they might give you a big bag of money. But what else are you getting? You have lost the value of your spiritual life, you see. Because if there's any way for you to go after you're dead, you can't go there the way, line up with these faggots then. In the Matthew 19 faggots then. Homosexuals. You can't go anywhere. You can't be accepted by anybody who is civilized, move over the gods. It goes on to say this. Background for Jewish. And if you think that Jewishness belongs to us, you're going to find out. Is the Sodomite them make up all these things. Now, in Hellenistic times, the Jewish people had been given considerable independence. So they're actually calling African people Jews. You see what I mean? When we are no Jews. So that's the miracle of these Sodomite white people. You see them out there and you think these people are easy people, looking like human beings, dressed like human beings, and talk like human beings. You have to know the history about them. Hear this now. See, they're going to give you by AD 6, however, Judea, which embraced the land of the old Jewish kingdom of Judah, had been made a Roman province, see, and been placed under the direction of a Roman official called a procurator. Now, they are telling you that they are Romans on the ground where they overthrow what they call the Jewish people in Palestine. Now, but this is way down. This is way down. In the AD time. You see what I mean? This is done in the AD time because he said, now they changed the calendar already on AD 6. Right? And they are telling you down here about what and what they are doing and accepting some of the gods and stuff like that. So they're crossing the border, don't realize that someday people are going to read these things and find out they are the same ones who overthrow the king in Rome, because they write all kind of foolishness about that. So when they come here now in the World History Textbook and deliver up themselves right here unwittingly, they are not all that smart. And you don't expect them to be that smart. Okay? Considering where they come from, they shouldn't be here talking to us because heaps don't talk. And that's where they come from, heap man. Talking what them doing now and all what them learn and things like that to represent themselves. They get lost. You see? Because somebody like me now, as little as I read, but I comprehend, I mean, something like this without any problem. And that relevantly, I remember what I read in the World History textbook, how they overthrow the king in Rome, Italy, and all what they wrote about them. Come down here now, and they are identify themselves not as just noblemen. They don't say they are noblemen right here. But up there, they are saying it was noblemen who overthrow and all kind of a different, allegation that they raised against the king nephew and I think the king's son. And, you know, alleging that I think the king's son raped a girl and all kind of thing that they wrote. But here they are showing you now, they are the ones who overthrew the king. And from that day, they call themselves Romans. Now, it goes on. So they're telling you now that by AD 6, however, Judea, which embraced the land of the old Jewish kingdom. This is an old bunch of nonsense. I'm writing here and trying to create some, paving a historical picture. Like, black people were Jewish, you know, and they had a whole kingdom. And of who? Judea, a tribe, all the 12 tribes. There was no 12 tribes. There was no 12 tribe of Abraham and all them kind of foolishness. All right? But they are writing these kind of stuff. You see? And it says, the kingdom of Judah had been made a Roman province and been placed under the direction of the Roman official called a procurator. Curator. Onset was unrest. Unrest was widespread in Judea. The Jews differed among themselves about Roman rule. The priestly Sadducees favored cooperation with Rome. The scholarly priests, Pharisees yes, this the scholarly Pharisees held that close observation of religious law would protect Jewish identity from Roman influence. The Essenes live apart from society, sharing goods in common, like many other Jews, they waited for God to save Israel from oppression. This is basically what the truth is, that these Sodomites come there and it was a problem to them. So they were hoping that God would send another political person to deliver them from oppression. The zealot, however, called for the violent overthrow of Rome rule. In fact, the Jewish revolt began in AD 66, and they are down there from like about BC 63. Okay, so they've been there a long time. Until it come to 66, them start a war, and that 4 years later, AD 70, the African people lose the war. All right, only to be crushed by Romans 4 years later. The Jewish temple in Jerusalem was destroyed. So it goes on now to Christianity. I'll tell you now the rise of Christianity. That is after they talk about, you know, this little paragraph on Jewish background. So they give you Roman background, Jewish background, and these are all a bunch of folly that they're writing here. The rise of Christianity, and begin to tell you about the message of Jesus. I'm not going to try to read that to you right now about the message of Jesus, because message of Jesus never exists anyway, right? But to see how they get around to Christianity is interesting. I'll read this another time and hope that you're around to hear it. But if you are reading into World Literature Textbook, all of these are in the World Literature Textbook, the edition, I tell you, edition 2, 2004 publication, right? So you can get this edition. I don't see the reason why all these things should not be in any, write other edition, you should, in National Geographic, you should be able to get the same information, right? So I thank you for tuning in today, and hope that you are blessed, and that you are making it up in your mind to assort information, and know that you are not going to fall into a dark hole at all. If you begin to read and find energy in what you're reading as truth, you will be glad you did. But at first, you may be intimidated by the whole thing. So I wish you well, and hope that you will find real joy and peace by knowledge that justify your mind of the world you're living in. We'll all soon be gone, and it's up to us to want to know. So you take care. Before we go, I'm going to try to play little. First of all, Aquarius, the fifth dimension.
Okay, let's see what we have here. All right, there is midnight and there. This is a Billy Ocean.
Blessed are they who thirst Thank you. crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking